When the First Continental Congress convened in 1774 in Philadelphia, they had no clue what they were going to actually be talking about. But they all agreed on one thing, that the British government was corrupt, tyrannical, and beyond reform or repair. Now, from that body would come nearly every signer of the Declaration of Independence, over half the delegates to the Constitution Convention, and the first five American presidents. Well, the new Christendom Committees of Correspondence hopes to follow in those legendary footsteps in convening its first annual Congress upon these rocks, building Christian communities from the rubble of modernity. The Congress will be held near the Crusade Channel Studios in Mandeville, Louisiana, April 30th through May 2nd, and you're invited. So, register as a delegate or attend as a layperson by heading to upontheserocks.co. Join me alongside Brother Andre Marie, David Simpson, and many, many more special guests. All the information and registration data you need is at upontheserocks.co or call 844-527-8723. We'll see you in May.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, April the 8th of 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by the Founders Trade and Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, cappuccino dark roast, and whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a crusader with a fresh brewed cup of cappuccino dark roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. The Supreme Court does not take up an appeal. China has a list, and a prominent Catholic theologian passes away. The Supreme Court refused to take up an appeal that could have resulted in a different standard for when employers must accommodate the religious beliefs of employees, but two justices objected to the decision in a strongly worded dissent. The case is Small v. Memphis Light, Gas, and Water, Court File 19-1388. The Supreme Court denied Small's petition for review in an unsigned order on April the 5th without explaining why, as is its custom when refusing to hear cases. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote an opinion dissenting from the denial of certiorari, which Justice Samuel Alito joined. In other news, China has kept a watch list of almost 700 Americans who traveled through the main port in Shanghai, a list that includes government employees, business executives, and even celebrities. The Australia-based cybersecurity company Internet 2.0 obtained access to a database that included a spreadsheet of 697 names of American citizens, including some children who passed through Pudong International Airport between 2018 and 2020. The list, which the firm leaked to media, includes finance, technology, and biomedical executives from companies like Apple, Microsoft, Merrill Lynch, and Pfizer. It also lists Grammy Award-winning singer Ashanti Sequoia Douglas, who traveled through the airport in August of 2018. Finally, Father Hans Kung, the prominent and sometimes controversial Swiss Catholic theologian, died peacefully in his sleep in the university town of Tübingen, Germany, where he had lived and lectured since 1960, according to a spokesman for his Global Ethic Foundation. He was 93. Father Kung was one of the most outspoken Roman Catholic theologians and one of the sharpest critics of St. John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI. He had worked with and studied with Pope Benedict, then Father Joseph Ratzinger, in Tübingen in the 1960s. Our quotes of the day comes from St. Faustina. A humble soul does not trust itself, but places all its confidence in God. Coming up, our saint of the day. He was an early follower of Christianity, and he's mentioned in the Acts of the Apostles as a prophet. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the Founders Trade and Post Catholic Corner Store at mikechurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mikechurch.com/shop.
Our saint of the day is Saint Agabus the prophet. He was one of the 70 disciples, and he was a martyr. The 70 disciples were chosen by our Lord to go before him to preach the gospel. Saint Agabus was with the 12 disciples in the upper room on the day of Pentecost, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. He received the gift of prophecy, as the Acts of the Apostles tells us, quote, "And as we stayed many days, a certain prophet named Agabus came down from Judah. When he had come to us, he took Paul's belt, bound his own hands and feet, and said, quote, "Thus says the Holy Spirit, so shall the Jews at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." This prophecy was fulfilled. He also prophesied about a famine on all the earth, and this was fulfilled during the time of Claudius Caesar, the Roman emperor. He preached the gospel together with the holy apostles. He went to many countries, teaching and converting many of the Jews and Greeks to the knowledge of the Lord Christ. He sanctified them by the life-giving baptism. This moved the Jews of Jerusalem to arrest him, and they tortured him by beating him severely and putting a rope around his neck, and they dragged him outside the city. They stoned him there until he gave up his pure spirit. At this moment, a light came down from heaven. Everyone saw it as a continuous column between his body and heaven. A Jewish woman saw it and said, quote, "Truly this man was righteous." She said in a loud voice, quote, "I am a Christian, and I believe in the God of this saint." They stoned her also, and she died and was buried with him in one tomb. Former Vice President Mike Pence has a book deal. His autobiography, currently untitled, is scheduled to come out in 2023. He said in a statement, quote, "I am grateful to have an opportunity to tell the story of my life in public service to the American people, from serving in Congress to the Indiana Governor's office and as Vice President of the United States. I look forward to working with the outstanding team at Simon & Schuster to invite readers on a journey from a small town in Indiana to Washington, D.C. According to Pence's agent, David Vigiano, quote, "All major publishers competed for the book, and the deal was worth, quote, well into seven figures." A top editor from a rival publishing house confirmed that amount. The editor was not authorized to discuss negotiations and asked not to be identified. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel. Seeking news, finding truth.